For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Dairy farmers in the Ohio Valley are feeling pressure from a market that's flooded with milk. Prices have plummeted amid supply from foreign producers and larger operations squeezing out small farmers. As Nicole Irwin reports, the crisis has dairy farmers looking to other countries for solutions.
59-year-old LaRue County, Kentucky dairy farmer Gary Rock sits in his milking parlor, overlooking what's left of his 95-cow operation.
300 years of history is something that a lot of people in our country cannot even talk about.
That's how long Rock says the farm has been in his family. While the land has turned out tobacco, soybeans, and a number of other crops over the years, since 1980, dairy has nourished the family in and out of tragedy.
In 2013, we had an F2 tornado that totally destroyed all the facilities here except the one we are sitting in, which is the milk parlor itself.
Rock says the community helped his family restore the farm. Weeks after it was rebuilt, another tragedy hit. Rock lost his legs in a tractor accident. Still, the dairy provided, this time more than an income.
It enabled me to find life again in a profession that I already knew.
Now the farm looks to weather its greatest storm yet, a disastrous drop in revenue.
To give you an illustration, the same farm on the same number of cows is selling $170,000 less of product.
This isn't a Rock family problem. This is a dairy problem. In February, more than 100 producers across Kentucky and Ohio and five other states learned that Dean Foods, a major buyer, would cancel contracts. Another processor, Prairie Farms Fluid Milk, will close its processing plant in West Kentucky in June.
It looks to be that this will be the last month and a half of milking than I do.
The average price of milk is around 30% below the cost of production. Things are so bad that dairy producers that do have contracts report that co-ops are attaching suicide prevention information with their checks.
Hello, Farm Aid. This is Joe. How can I help you?
Farm Aid Communication Director Jennifer Fahey says the tough times remind her of the 1980 farm crisis, when as many as 2,100 farms a week would close. With more than a 50% drop in net farm income across the board, Vahe says dairy is getting hit the hardest.
Sometimes the best case scenario is helping a farmer to navigate declaring bankruptcy and getting out before it's even worse.
The U.S. open market system is pushing milk production to larger farms. In 1987, half of all dairy cows were on farms with 80 or fewer cows, similar in size to Gary Rock's operation. By 2012, that midpoint herd size was 900 cows. And international trade issues are magnifying problems for the few small farms left. International Dairy Foods Association President Michael Dykes blames Canada for violating international trade laws.
Now you have the Canadians coming in. They are selling skim milk powders, putting it on the ground in Mexico, 3 cents a pound cheaper than we can from the U.S. to Mexico.
Dykes hopes much of this will be corrected by renegotiating NAFTA or through U.S. reentry into the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That agreement allowed a small percentage of U.S. imports into Canada before President Trump decided to end it. But where Dykes sees Canada's system as a source of the problem, others see it as a possible solution.
I myself have, ever since I've been farming, supported some kind of supply management system like Canada has.
That's organic Wisconsin dairy farmer Jim Goodman. He's also president of the National Family Farm Coalition. He says a supply management system has worked for Canada for more than 50 years, and it will work in the U.S. In April, the NFFC, along with more than 50 family farmer, labor, and consumer organizations, sent a letter to Congress and the USDA urging immediate action on the dairy crisis by adopting a system like Canada's.
The government doesn't run it. They don't have to be worried about providing subsidies for producers when prices get low because of oversupply, because that doesn't happen.
University of Wisconsin Director of Dairy Policy Analysis Mark Stevenson says there are farmers who would disagree with him. He says evidence shows the U.S. is producing more milk than ever at reasonable prices to consumers both domestic and abroad. But it's farms that are much larger than Rock's that favor the current system.
We've had a lot of discussion about how big should farms be. What I think we see is that better is better. And if you are a better cow manager and a better people manager and a better financial manager, then you have better financial outcomes.
At one time, Stevenson says the U.S. had 6 million dairy farms. Today, there are less than 40,000. National Family Farm Coalition advocates say that Congress has a duty to protect family farms like Gary Rock's back in LaRue County. Rock says he likes Canada's limited quota based system, but he doesn't know if the rest of America would feel the same.
We also want individuals to realize what is this picture that not only small deer are facing, but it's what we once knew as rural America, rural townships have faced, and that is trying to survive in an industry that is continually telling you, you have to become larger to survive.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.